Hi, this is Roy Jones with Man Talk Radio Podcast. Our mission is to break down the walls of race and denomination. Your chosen Truth Radio broadcast will be starting in just a few seconds. Thank you.
This is the Truth Network. Once a world champion wrestler, now a champion for Christ. Once the Russian nightmare, now the devil's worst nightmare. And your tag team partner, Nikita Koloff. It's time to man up.
Nikita Koloff, I am back at Man Camp, and I'm here with a dear, dear friend of mine, Joshua Gillum. And Josh, we go back way, way, we go way back. We go back for a while here. Welcome to the show.
I mean, I'll tell you, it's, I guess we've probably walked together in Christ since at least 2007.
Wow.
And I can remember as a young child seeing you at the Golden Corral, and then my brother was like, "That's Nikita Koloff," and I was like, "He's bigger than the buffet."
Oh my gosh, that's crazy. Here we are 15 plus years later.
Yeah.
And we're here at Man Camp together, and I know you yourself experienced, you came to camp. In fact, you came with your son, very unique experience, father-son camp.
It was, and it was one of those kinds of Holy Spirit ambushes, I guess I would say. You know,
okay.
I mean, we came together and really came with no expectations. I can remember the ride into Man Camp. We were both looking at each other, and we were like, "Oh, are we really going to do this for a week?" You know, and he's like, "I don't want to go." And I was like, "Oh, I know." I said, "But we're going to go. We're going to do it." And from the moment that, you know, the battle kind of to get to Man Camp.
Right.
You know, I think that we've heard about those experiences before. But from the moment we stepped into that environment, it was just so evident that the way that the Spirit was moving, God the Father, God the Son, God the Holy Ghost, just pressing in on our hearts. And truly that experience with my son, I don't think that there would be any way for me to replicate that, to recreate that. It was really one of those moments of just God's divine hand reaching in and brought so much stability to our life, so much perspective, and really imparting manhood, not just to him, but even to me. As you know, even though I was his dad, and I think that one of the staffers at that time had said to me, he said, "You know, he's getting older and you're getting older, the relationship's changing, and although you'll never stop being his father, you now have to learn how to interact with him as a Christian man." And that's the kind of stuff that imparts for Man Camp, that's never planned, that's just very spontaneous, it just comes alive in the Spirit. That if you don't, if one is so challenged by God to come to it, and they don't come, they will miss out on those opportunities for the Lord to take them light speed ahead in faith.
Yeah, it's like almost like an organic growth there in a sense, right? That happens at the camp. And I know one of the things you told me is it really drew you and your son even closer together as father and son.
Oh, absolutely. And we work together every day, day in and day out. And so, you know, so there's this relationship of impartation just in the nature of the work that we do together and walking with him every single day. But Man Camp has caused us to have to walk with each other as Christian men, not just as father, son, not just as partners in our family business,
okay.
Not just as, you know, I think that one way of explaining is like if I'm, for instance, you know, I can tell my son, pick that feed bucket up and hold it while I do this, or I can say, I'm going to show you how to do the task I'm doing. Mm-hmm. And Man Camp taught me to impart that same, well, the nature of impartation in our Christian walk. Instead of me just saying, "You stand beside me and do it now," he has learned through Man Camp and through just the way God works in our life, and Man Camp being a major catalyst in that, he has learned how to walk as a man of God. And watching him walk as a man of God and his integrity imparted more integrity into me. And Man Camp was one of the major catalysts in our lives together for that.
So for the listeners out there, you bring a great example, Josh, of don't. It's almost like I'm reminded of the saying, you know, do as I say, don't do as I do. But you're saying, do as I do. So in other words, you're modeling for him. Yeah. Things for him that he can, and imparting into him. So it's not just words, it's through your actions even you're imparting into him what it looks like to be a Christian
sure.
man.
Yeah, so. and the big even above and beyond that is as man camp imparted to me, I have imparted to him.
Right.
But at the same time, the man camp staff was imparting to him, and he was imparting to me. Mm. And it's a dynamic that just I'm not saying it doesn't exist in our churches, but 5 days away, chasing the heart of God is something that that very few do this day and age. And for those that choose to do that, they're called into it, and they choose to do that. I believe God encounters them in a very special way, in a way that I have only encountered him on this mountaintop.
Well, that's powerful. For the listeners out there, you know, if you're a father and you love to bring your son, just know, as long as he's 18 years or older at this point, you're welcome yeah. to bring your son and you experience that together with him, or vice versa. If you're a son and you love to do this with your dad, you know, just send him to mancamp.info, or even easier, kolob.net. Click on the Mancamp link. Quick question, Josh. We kind of wrap up our interview here. So you were impacted, and now you're back volunteering on staff, and you're part of the ministry team. You have a history of ministry, very gifted and anointed for ministry, pastor your own church. And let me just ask, why did you make the decision to come back and volunteer your time at staff?
Well, first and foremost, you know, I have received and I want to give back. I received from this process that impartation that I spoke about, the spiritual growth. I didn't really speak about the spiritual growth, but the spiritual growth that I experienced, learning how to center myself in quietness and in prayer, how to interact with other men, all of that I experienced on my man camp, I wanted to be able to impart back to men coming on the man camp retreat. And also watching, as a pastor, people do ministry in the man camp setting, I just knew that I needed more of that impartation. And coming along under the authority of the man camp staff and working alongside of the leadership in man camp was going to impart even more to me. And even this week, for my first time staffing man camp, after attending man camp, the impartation has just been like drinking from the fire hose. It's just been really rich time for me. So, you know, I guess the question is how deep do I want to dig my well? Mm-hmm. So I dug it to a certain depth on man camp. Mm-hmm. And, you know, I came back to dig it out even deeper alongside of the staff and with the new campers.
Well, that's a great point, because for those interested in staffing, you first have to come to man camp and experience man camp, and then you'll have the opportunity to come back and staff. And I just want to encourage you by saying you are such a valuable asset to the ministry.
Thank you.
And now what you are, seriously, what I witness you imparting, you know, in some of our settings. And in fact, some of the outdoor activities, I'll just go ahead and tell you now on air. Some of the guys came back and said, your staff, they were referring to you and Jeff and what you were teaching at the outdoor activities. They go, wow. It was just, I mean, they didn't really
praise
even have
God.
Words. So I just want to thanks for coming on the show today.
Thank you.
Joshua Gillum, my man. I love you, my friend. Thank you, sir, for coming on the show.
Thank you.
Nikita Koloff here. If you're needing to buy a car and have marginal credit and considering using Buy Here, Pay Here, that's worse than taking the Russian sickle. Winston-Salem Motor Cars will put you behind the wheel of a car you can rely on while helping rebuild, repair, or establish your credit score. Conveniently located on Silas Creek Parkway in Winston-Salem, be sure to check them out today at WSMC1.com, because you are number one. We so appreciate our listeners. If you will support this program with a financial gift of any amount, I will send you a personalized copy of my latest book, Nikita, A Tale of the Ring and Redemption. Go to koloff.net. That's koloff.net, koloff.net, and make your contribution today.
Nikita Koloff, I am back here at Man Camp, and I have a brother, I have a friend in the Lord that we're trying to figure out. We go way back to, I'm thinking, well, he retired pastor, retired pastor, Pastor Gary, with me today. We're trying to figure out how far does our relationship go back, Pastor Gary?
Well, it goes all the way back to the Brownsville Revival.
Back to the mid-90s.
Yes.
Okay.
Yeah, we met there in basically in a line at that church, and I turned around and introduced myself, and it's ironic in that I had watched wrestling when I was young, but it was not one of my greatest passions, but it was, and there was very few people that I had ever really remembered, and one of them happened to be Nikita Koloff and Ivan Koloff, of all people, and I turned around and introduced myself, and we shook each other's hands, and I told him my name, he told me his name, and I said, "You're kidding." That's how we met.
You didn't believe? Because I had actually grown, I was sporting a mullet,
yeah.
For those who want to know. I had grown my hair out, long hair, past the shoulders. You're like, no way.
Not at Brownsville. Not at Brownsville Revival.
Right.
Not Nikita Cole.
The commie Russian at a revival. How's that work? So, I'd actually just got saved, give my life to the Lord shortly prior to that. But little did we know that encounter that day in that line all these years later would lead to such an amazing friendship.
20-some years.
20-something years. And Gary, you came down. You came and attended man camp. And I guess I'm just curious as to maybe how that camp I know one thing that happened at that camp between you and your lovely bride, Brenda, but is there something that impacted your life while you attended camp? Well, let me just say for the record, too, over 50 years in the ministry, you're in your 70s, still hungry for God and still willing to come to camp and run after the heart of God. Was there something that tremendously impacted you at camp?
Well, you know, life is a long life process of trying to conform to the image of Jesus. And there were still issues in my life that I needed to deal with. And one thing that the man camp did was clarify those. One thing I really appreciated, among many other things about man camp, is that you and the staff don't deal in hyperbole or duplicity. You face sin and issues as they really are. I'll just give an example. You know, men have a problem with sexual fantasizing. Well, that's a fancy word. Instead of using that, it is adultery, is what it is. And that camp clarified a lot of issues where we have ways of trying to hide things that really shouldn't be in our life. So
cover up or even sugarcoat things.
It make them a little bit more palatable, you know.
It's a problem. It's not really a sin.
Yeah.
He just has a problem.
And,
yeah, no, he's sinning. Yeah.
That's true. And that was one of the things that Man Camp does. It really does clarify issues where society has tried to make them more palatable, more acceptable. And mm-hmm. It's kind of like an article that was written many years ago, Whatever Happened to Sin, you know, and in our society today, and even unfortunately, I don't want to be negative, but even within the church, sin really in some ways is not really addressed as it really should be.
Mm-hmm.
Plus, I think man camp meant so much to me because we're living such a strategic day, a strategic time, and some of the problems really are centered at the source, at the absence of men in their homes, the absence of male leadership, society trying to feminize men and masculinize women and trying to take away the God-given roles that God created us to fulfill. And man camp also clarifies those in a definitive way. Two things, too, I think that are important about man camp is it gives you a face-to-face confrontation with God.
Mm.
And then secondly, it gives you a face-to-face confrontation of who you are really.
Mm.
Not who you thought you were when you came.
Mm-hmm.
Not what other people thought you were when you came, but in reality, who you are. And it helped me face some issues that I needed to be dealt with. And even after 50 years of ministry and being a Christian that I dealt with. And I've noticed this week, and that's one of the reasons that I came back as a staff member, because it had such an impact on me that in some small way, maybe my participation as a staff member could have an impact on some of the men and make a difference in their life that was coming. And since I've been here, I really see how society is so negatively impacting the nuclear family, and particularly what's happening in the homes and how it's affecting men in such a negative way.
Right, right. Well, I appreciate that. In fact, for our listeners, you know, we've had fathers and sons, and this time around, you have your grandson here who is on the man camp. You're staffing. He's on man camp. And I know without going into great detail, we're just short on time, without going into great detail, I know you got to witness how his life has been impacted this week while on man camp, and even some of the things that he was, you know, transparent in sharing. I know you had said, gosh, I didn't know about 99% of those things, but he was bold enough to open up his heart and allow God to come in and cleanse his heart and instill in him more characteristics of Christ. And so that when he departs from here, he can learn to walk. And that's one thing we do too, right, yes. Gary, is our goal, you know, Lex Luger and I, who facilitates this with me, is to equip men, send them back home to do with the very thing you just said, to walk out their God-given role and being a godly man, a godly husband, and a godly father.
Yeah. Well, one of the practical things that you alluded to that happened after I left, and I'm not sure exactly any particular thing at man camp that happened, but the fact that I was – changed and transformed is that when I went back, I started reading the Bible with my wife and praying with my wife. We read our Bibles and we prayed, but after almost 50 years of marriage, we hadn't prayed together, but
yeah.
We started doing that, and it's a transforming experience. I know we don't have much time, but I asked my grandson before I came here, not knowing that I was going to be on the podcast, how's it gone this week? Oh, he said it's you know, it's been great. And then his next statement was he started naming young men that he wished would have come with him. Mm. I think he had attempted to get him to come.
Mm-hmm.
How much, you know, it impacted. And one of the other things, I think that one of the most significant things about man camp is that it is a safe environment.
Yeah,
men can open their hearts, they can reveal their pain, share their sins, share their tendencies, openly reveal their addictions without condemnation, without judgment, without any stone throwing, and also the fact that they know it is a safe environment, that what they share here will stay here under the blood of Jesus Christ.
That's good, Gary.
That's the most, to me, that was the one of the most powerful things, because you don't find that in most instances.
Right, in or out of the church.
Church, no.
Yeah. Well, I appreciate that observation, and that is something Lex and I work hard on, is developing a culture of honor and the ability for men just to be able to do that, to be able to receive, be healed, set free. And I know you were healed and set free of some things as well. So,
well, you know, too, man camp takes a holistic approach. It's not just one-sided. It's just not. It is soul, body, and spirit.
Yeah.
It's a holistic approach.
Yeah.
And that means a lot.
Well, Mr. Gary, Pastor Gary Carruthers, I can't thank you enough for coming in, giving us a few minutes of your time. I love you, my friend. I appreciate you.
Love you.
All right. I'm excited, and I'm excited for Dylan, for your grandson when he goes home. So.
Yeah, that's one of the great experiences, memorable experiences of my 73 years.
Awesome. Well, thanks for being on the show. Bless you, my friend.
God bless you.
Man, I don't even know how to describe this guy. We got a long history going way back, but he's so near and dear to my heart, him and his lovely bride, Donna. I've just fallen in love with this family. They're part of the Koloff for Christ ministry prayer team. I mean, they're financial supporters to what we do. And Jeff, it is great. Jeff James, Double J, another Double J in the house. Double J, great to have you on the show.
Oh, man, it's so good. Glad
man,
to be here.
Well, it's just great to have you here. And, of course, we're here live at Man Camp and just – you know, just talking to some of the staff, and And but before we get to that, Jeff, you know, and we do go way back, which is, you know, I'm serious about that, and it has been just an amazing journey with you and your family. So you made a decision, or you're given an invitation to come to Man Camp to really just experience it for yourself. And so what I'm curious to hear today is really how did, in what way, if you could kind of narrow it down, distill it down, how Man Camp maybe impacted you, or maybe there was a nugget or a takeaway, or just how it impacted you, and just explain the area, share with our listeners what happened.
Okay. Well, it wasn't a hard decision to come, because I knew you and I knew your heart for men and ministry. And when I came, I kind of had an idea of maybe what it was going to be like. But when I got there, I was really just taken back by all the information, the book, the study, the other men. And so my takeaway probably was I considered myself a good husband. Mm-hmm. But after Man Camp, I felt like it took me to the next level. Mm. Of how even my wife saw me from that point. And so my marriage was impacted greatly. And then everything else was just an extra, you know, mm-hmm. as far as the spiritual side was amazing. The information on how to take care of your body was great. But for me personally, I didn't think my marriage could get better. Mm-hmm. But it did. Mm. So
and Lex does it. In fact, today he did a great teaching on the body, the physical body, and the mandate that God has for us to take care of that physical body. And yeah. Lex does such a great job with that. And so just the overall, as you're referring to curriculum and the teaching, and just some of the things you learned, some of the takeaways there. What I'm hearing is just really enhanced your marriage with Donna.
Absolutely. It was, I've always heard the term drinking from a fire hose, or trying to drink from a fire hose. Mm-hmm. I experienced that on Man Camp. Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. I mean, I couldn't write fast enough. And then when I got back home, I was trying to remember all the information. It was just, it was overwhelming, but the things that really stuck were just about my marriage, and then from a spiritual aspect, just how I position myself to interact with other people. And I mean, like, being able to kind of see someone in the light of, hey, that person's acting this way because maybe something's going on, versus they're just acting a certain way because they're just not a good person. So I don't know if that made sense, but
yeah,
being
so
able to,
so it's equipped you. So Man Camp helped equip you even to relate to others better.
Absolutely.
And engage in relationship with others.
Yes.
Mm-hmm. Okay. Well, I mean, and that's it. I mean, the marriage in itself is just a, I don't even know how to describe it. I don't even know how to put it in words, but because you described it.
I didn't think I could love my wife better, but I do after Man Camp.
Wow. Well, and we do. I will say this. You know, you referred to drinking through a fire hose. There is a lot. You might think 5 days, wow, that's a lot of time, but there's a lot of information in that, really condense it down into a short period of time if you look at the overall scope of life in 5 days. But to your point, our goal is to equip men, send them home to be better husbands, mm-hmm. to be better fathers, to be better, you know, more godly men. And it is a lot of information, but we encourage the men, you know, whatever the Holy Spirit reveals to you or speaks to you, even post camp, right? Because you can continue to meditate on, dwell on what you've learned, and even enhance your walk post camp as well. So.
Yeah, speaking about post camp, and I don't want to not mention it, but created some great relationships, some great friendships with other men that I still have, you know, 2 years later.
That's awesome, and that's part of our goal too, is to build relationships while we're here at camp, and hopefully long, like you say, long lasting relationships. Let's transition to, in our last couple minutes here. So you're impacted. You made a decision to come back and volunteer on staff, which, by the way, for those who might one day experience camp, and perhaps you might be here in facilitating this part of it. Jeff is our he's the spin doctor, man. He sets the tone for the atmosphere, because he does all of our worship and is gifted and anointed to do that. So you're part of the ministry team, but you're also here leading the worship, leading us into the presence of God. And so and you've been back several times, not just one time. You've been back numerous times staffing. Why would tell our listeners why you would do that?
Well, I told the guys when we first got here that I just got addicted. I got addicted to seeing men's lives changed. Mm. And in my life right now, this is one of the best vehicles to do that. And so I want to be a part of it.
Well, and I know you, like myself, like Lex and some others, have a real heart for men. And as some others have said on interviews, there seems to be a lack of genuine manhood in our society today. And so as God's given Lex and I this vision to empower men, to be godly men.
Absolutely.
It's great to have you a part of it, Jeff. Mm-hmm. And just so love you and your lovely bride, Donna.
Yeah, we love you too.
And thanks for being a part of the camp, and thanks for being on the show today.
Thank you.
Men, I would like to challenge each of you to consider spending 5 days with Lex Luger and I at Man Camp, pursuing the heart of God. Ladies, if you're listening, we'll send your men home better equipped to be men of God, godly husbands, and godly fathers. If that appeals to you, give them your blessing and encourage them to sign up today at mancamp.info. Pastors, if you would like to bring Koloff for Christ Ministries and Man Up Conference to your community, go to koloff.org and email me. Remember this, it's time to man up.
Nikita Koloff, the Russian Nightmare here for Crescent Automotive. If buying a car is a nightmare for you, my friends, Brian and Jamie Johnson at Crescent Automotive make it simple to find your pre-owned dream car with no hassle, affordable windshield pricing. No matter where you live, they will get your American dream car to you, baby. DriveCrescent.com is all you need to know. Their whole inventory is right there with the right price. Everybody drives a Crescent. You should too. DriveCrescent.com.
All feet agree, Clemens Carpet is where you need to be. With carpet, vinyl, tile, and hardwood from the top brands, Clemens Carpet does it right from beginning to install. Voted number one by you in the Reader's Choice Awards. Doug, Chad, Benny, Pee-wee, and the team at Clemens Carpet look forward to seeing and serving you soon.
This is Nikita Koloff, and I want to thank Clemens Carpet for supporting my new show, Man Up, Saturday afternoon at 12:30 on the Truth Network.
This is the Truth Network.